Hello, everyone, and welcome to the program Ongefilterd, or rather Unfiltered, if we should translate it to English. We are so happy that you are spending time with us on AWR Afrikaans again. And today we have an extremely special guest, Miklen Leipang, international violinist. Miklen, thank you so much for your time and welcome to South Africa.
Thank you so much, or should I just say danke? Yeah, Afroot Afrikaans. Yeah, no, I wish. I know. No, thank you so much for having me. It's so nice to be on this again. I think it was last year as well, right?
I think it was almost this time
exactly
of the
year. A year ago, yeah. I think.
But Miklen, just amazing. For our listeners that have missed out on our beautiful discussion, or rather conversation that we had last year with you, just want to give them a very shortened version of your background. Feel free to pop in and correct me or whatever. So listeners, Miklen is an Adventist and he has established himself as one of the most compelling and versatile artists of his generation. Miklen, you're an international soloist, chamber musician, concertmaster, educator, and curator. And the New York Times praised you as a force to be reckoned with. And also Die Welt magazine in Germany hailed you as a musician with daring virtuosity, that is the truth, and noble elegance. To name but a very few, you have performed, you have played in Carnegie Hall, Vienna Musikverein, the Royal Albert Hall, Berlin Philharmonic, Salzburg, Luxembourg, Singapore, UK, and it goes on and on and on. Miklen, you work so hard. And you know what? Hard work always shows in the fruit. And we can see and we can absolutely hear the fruit of your wonderful hard work. And, you know, your productivity, it is just absolutely mind-blowing with the schedule that you have. So thank you for your time.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me, really.
Now, this is not the first time that you are visiting South Africa. You were here last year as well for a concert series.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, I was actually only here two months ago. Yeah, I was in Cape Town doing the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto with the Cape Town Philharmonic. Yeah, but before that, I think that's right when we spoke, I was back here also in Franschhoek. Yeah. In the beginning of Feb last year as well. I've been to South Africa. Maybe this is now my seventh time, and it's by far one of my favorite countries in the world. I mean, I think it's full of the most amazing people. Like, the culture is incredible. The food is incredible. I don't know what else to say.
Tell us what's happening in July.
There's a music festival in Stellenbosch that I'm playing at. It's called this Chamber Fest. And it's a bunch of international artists that come in to teach students from all around South Africa. They all come this out to Stellenbosch. And then we coach them with chamber music, with solo work. And we also play with them. And we also, we do a lot of performances. I think it's like 10 concerts in like a week.
But it seems to me that you're focusing mainly on Cape Town. I think it's a bit unfair. When can we expect Pretoria?
Oh my gosh. No, I mean, like, I'm figuring out a schedule right now. I'm looking to come back to play with Cape Town again in next March, which means 2027. And that's actually in the season of where the Johannesburg Philharmonic is also having their concert. So I'm trying to get into that. At least come Joburg to do that, and also come go to Durban and do, there's one in KZNPO.
So Miklen, you guys are having the premiere tonight. So, I mean, that gives me like a double thank you to you for spending your time. If I was singing tonight, I would like isolate myself and not speak a single word, spare the energy and the voice. Tell us, what can be expected in the program tonight?
So for the program tonight, it's really incredible. We start the program off with an incredible Mozart piano quartet. It's the E-flat major piano quartet. Uh-huh. And it's with this pianist, so there's three international artists for this festival, and I'm one of them. And Ariane Herring, who's an incredible pianist who lives in Salzburg, who's here, and she's playing with us on this first piece. It's an incredible piece, full of, I mean, it's something that, you know, you play in a saloon, and you play with friends, and it's something so beautiful and so collaborative. Goes from that into this lesser played Brook octet. And this Brook octet, you know, usually when one thinks of an octet, you think of like Mendelssohn octet, which is, you know, a two string quartets basically. But with the Brook octet, it adds a double bass instead of a second cello part. And it adds this different dimension to this piece. And, you know, it's this piece was composed when he was 82 and he was about to pass away. While all this kind of modernism was happening, he really embraced this romanticism, this beauty. So it's, you know, we're doing the Brook octet. Yeah. And then we're ending the concert because it's the fifth edition of the festival with a Happy Birthday Variations, which is a lot of fun. It's in different styles. But yeah, I mean, it's a fun program happening at 6 o'clock tonight. So only in about 3 hours.
It's 3 hours. Oh my goodness. You know, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking of it. You have nerves of steel. Now tell me, tonight is the premiere and how many performances are there? Mm-hmm.
There are 10. So we so there's many more tomorrow, many more on Saturday. They're all in French.
Absolutely fantastic. Maiklin, who can the public contact if they are some of our listeners in Franschhoek or the Cape area? Where can they get the tickets? Will tickets be sold at the door or must I book online?
Yes, there are going to be tickets at the door, but I would check online. The website is fcmf.co.za, and or if you just Google Franschhoek Chamber Music Festival. The last concert, which is like the finale, is unfortunately sold out, but I think there are a couple tickets left for others. So I mean, just go online and there's a whole list of the repertoire, the players, and
tell me, when are you flying out of South Africa after the Franschhoek Festival?
On Wednesday.
Coming Wednesday. Okay. And then where are you heading? What lies ahead?
I go back to Paris for 3 days because that's where I live. And then I go back to visit my parents the next week.
How is your dad doing now?
He's doing, you know, God is very, very good to him. He has had cancer 8 times now. And he is really he has some of the strongest for me, he's such an inspiration. His faith is incredibly strong. Him and my mom, faith is such a big is a center of our household. Back where we are, you know, we pray every evening, we pray, you know, all the time, and we do a lot of worship when it's evening there and evening here. It's actually nice because then I just join them. But you know, he's doing well, considering anything else. He's very strong, and he's just finished his last round of chemo. But thank you for asking.
It's a good thing that his spirit is strong, because when the spirit is strong, the emotions and the body follows. Miklin, what is your routine pre-performance? When we finish this talk now, what are you going to do? Are you going to rest? Are you going to have something to eat? What is your routine?
I like to have a little bit of quiet time, but at the end of the day, I've just treated performances like something very normal. So I personally don't like to make a big deal or just not a scene but like an event out of every performance. I try to treat it like I'm gonna go eat right now, so I'm gonna go perform. I'm going to go to the gym, so I'm gonna go it's something like this, because for me it's just something that just comes natural to me, I guess. So usually, I mean, like, the one things that do stand out, I always eat a banana 30 minutes before performing. And then other things is I just, you know, I always say like a short, quick meditate, like I do a little meditation, like maybe like 5 minutes before going on, right before I go on, a quick prayer, and then that's it. Yeah. So it's nothing too crazy, you know.
I found that if you make too much of a thing of it, it becomes a thing.
Exactly.
And it builds unnecessary stress and cortisol in the body that you need the cortisol for the performance, you know.
I think with performing, it's like, you know, we worry so much. I think I know so many people that worry about performing, and it's like, you know, it's something that, you know, we're so blessed to have work that is basically, it's a gift, and that we're able to share and serve others, you know. And there should never be a worry about proving yourself or you know, just showing off. It's something that, you know, I'm going to be playing for this one person in the audience and the person in the back or the person in the front. Yeah. And, you know, it depends. Yeah. But like, I try to not make it such a big deal.
I love that. So you're not striving for perfectionism or a perfect performance. Mm. You just go to enjoy it, if I hear you correctly.
Exactly. Because, you know, once we enjoy it on stage, the audience, if we enjoy it in a genuine and a grounded way, I feel like the audience feels the same thing.
True. That is so true. Miklan, thank you for your time. But if you have to leave one final message for young listeners and especially young musicians that are listening, that know you, that follows you, what would that be?
I would say follow, you know, your goals, or follow your dreams. I mean, because it's life is especially something like if you're a musician or whatever you do in life, I think do it to the best of your ability. Don't do something that do anything halfway. You know, especially we're in this time and age at this moment where the world is in such a chaotic state, you know. And you know, my piece of advice would be, you know, do something that shares love and kindness and peace, you know, with whatever you do, whatever type of work you do. You could do IT, you could do be a musician, you could be a doctor, or it's these normal little conversations even outside of work that I think could be a blessing to someone on the street or someone that you're just passing by. And I think that's the advice that I would give.
Well, you've blessed us today with the few minutes that you could spend with us pre-performance. And I just want to say that we'll keep on praying for your dad, and may you have a very blessed, fantastic performance series.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.